Chapter 22. Marco, the largest member of the group, also laughed the loudest. There was some ratio between the size of his body and the radius of his bellows. Also, there was a similar link between the volume of his voice and the bright shade of his hair. I was a ginger, self-conscious about it, but Marco was an extreme ginger, and owned it. I gawped at him and thought, teach me to be like that. Marco, however, wasn't your typical teacher. Perpetually moving, perpetually doing, he loved many things, food, travel, nature, guns, us, but he had no interest in giving lectures. He was more about leading by example and having a good time. He was one great big ginger Mardi Gras, and if you wanted to join the party, wonderful. And if not, that was grand too. I wondered many times, watching him wolf his dinner, gulp his gin, shout another joke, slap another tracker on the back, why more people weren't like this guy. Why didn't more at least try? I wanted to ask Willie what it was like to have such a man minding him, guiding him, but apparently the Eton rule carried over to Botswana. Willie didn't want to know me in the bush any more than he did back at school. The one thing about Marco that gave me pause was his time in the Welsh Guards. I'd sometimes look at him on that trip and see those 8 Welsh Guards in their red tunics, hoisting that coffin onto their shoulders and marching down the Abbey aisle. I tried to remind myself that Marco wasn't there that day. I tried to remind myself that, anyway, the box was empty. All was well. When Tiggy suggested I go to bed, always before everyone else, I didn't squawk. The days were long, the tent was a welcome cocoon. His canvas smelt pleasantly of old books, his floor was covered with soft antelope skins, my bed was wrapped in a cozy African rug. For the first time in months, years, I'd drop off straight away. Of course it helped to have that campfire glowing against the wall, to hear those adults on the other side and the animals beyond. Screeches, bleats, roars, what a racket they made after dark, their busy time. Their rush hour. The later it got, the louder they got. I found it soothing. I also found it hilarious. No matter how loud the animals, I could still hear Marco laughing. One night before I fell asleep, I made myself a promise. I'm going to find a way to make that guy laugh.